Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Good morning. It's 10 after 8. Bob Surratt in charge of the radio station until 9 a.m. Less humid today, high of 87.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Thanks for making us part of your morning routine. It's time to check in with Dean Richards for entertainment news. And Dean, I want to start off with you talking about this Ellen DeGeneres story. Now, I'm sure you over the years have heard all these rumors, insiders alleging that Ellen is not as positive and sunny and pleasant to her staff as she is to her viewers. So are we to believe any of these charges that are going around now?
I don't know. We just really don't know. There's no way for anybody at this point to be able to substantiate what some former employees have said, that bullying is rampant amongst the staff, fear that it's a very difficult workplace. I have heard the stories from others. You hear that from a lot of people who are perfectionists, who are, attention to detail people, that it, the work methods may be a little bit difficult. Whether or not it, rises to the level of the allegations of racism that have been now leveled at the show and at Ellen personally, or the insensitive incidents of the way some people are alleged that they have been treated by Ellen and the higher-ups on the show. That remains to be seen. Ellen hasn't had any comment on this. Warner Brothers, that produces the show, has not had any comment about it. I've never been on the set. I've never observed it personally, so I couldn't comment on it myself. But yeah, I've heard things are tough. You hear that frequently when people are perfectionists and want things a certain way.
Yeah,
and people lose their jobs, leave their jobs, and feel like they've got an actual case, when really that they couldn't live up to the high level of perfection which was expected from them.
Have you ever interviewed Ellen?
Trying to think, I think I may have done one of those satellite interviews with her, where she's in one place and I'm in another, and we're connected by satellite. She was certainly pleasant enough.
It's hard to tell when you're doing those remote hookups.
Yeah, you never know. I always say that with all the people that I interview. After all, they are actors, and all they have to do is act polite for about 4 minutes when I talk to them.
Yeah, I act polite for 4 hours every morning.
Right. If we can do it for 4 hours, they can do it for 4 minutes.
Lollapalooza, the announcement came late yesterday about the virtual Lollapalooza, but I don't understand something, Dean. Are they going to run old video and new performances?
That's what they say, yeah.
Okay.
That the online virtual Lollapalooza, which will begin Thursday this year, that's the day that Lollapalooza would have begun, will feature Paul McCartney and Chance the Rapper, Outkast, Arcade Fire, Metallica, Lorde, Her, Lady Gaga, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, a lot of the greatest hits that we've had in Grant Park over the years, and some brand new performances, recorded brand new performances, which will also be included. Now, when everything will be running exactly over the weekend, they're going to announce that tomorrow on their website, lollapalooza.com. So you can find your favorites, pop into the Lollapalooza YouTube page, And you know what I suggest that you do is you take your laptop outside, roll around in the mud for a little while, find a really dirty place outside, so you can really experience the full Lollapalooza experience. If you can get somebody to turn the garden hose on you while you're in the mud and the dirt at the same time. That'd be fantastic. Really, now that I think about this, go out into your backyard today and bury a six-pack of beer in your backyard. And then when you go out to watch it tomorrow, you can dig up whatever it is that you maybe a bag of Doritos. I don't know. I don't know what people are burying in their backyards anymore.
You're sounding a little like the guy who is going to sit in the lawn chair out in front of the house and just yell at kids to stay off the grass.
Well, that's ask my neighbor.
That's you. Huh?
I actually did do that one time when the kids were my neighbor's kids were jumping over the bushes that I had in front, and I opened the door and I yelled, "Why don't you kids go play somewhere else?" And I started laughing because I sounded just like my dad or any cranky old guy, and they looked at me like, "Why don't you go back inside, Grandpa?"
Don't hit the ball over there because old man Richards will not give it back to you.
Nope.
So the Emmy nominations will be announced today, won't they?
Yeah, 10:30 Chicago time. They're going to announce who will be up for Emmys this year. It's going to be a virtual ceremony. It's not going to be a normal ceremony that'll take place in September. Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting the virtual event. There have already been a couple of virtual award shows. The BET Awards did it this way. The Daytime Emmy Awards so far did it. And it worked fairly well. So September 20th is when this, probably the biggest award show so far to do it will give it a shot. But they're going to put out the nominations today. And, we don't have Game of Thrones to kick around anymore. Fleabag, which was the show that just swept the comedy category last year, is not up for eligibility this year. So that opens it up for shows like Better Call Saul, which I think is so worthy, Bob Odenkirk's show, Pose, Ozark is fantastic, The Crown I think is fantastic. A lot of people are saying that The Morning Show could get some nominations. It's certainly entirely possible. It's the final season of Modern Family, the final season of Schitt's Creek, of Silicon Valley, of Mr. Robot. So, there could be some love for some of those shows. We'll find out at 10:30 and report all that back to everybody.
Dean Richards has some breaking baby news for us this morning.
Yeah,
Dean?
Congratulations to Sophie Turner, who we know from Game of Thrones, and Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. They've been married for about a year now. They did that wild and crazy wedding right after the Billboard Music Awards about a year ago, and then did a big formal ceremony for their families in France shortly after that. But they had a baby girl. It was just announced, named Willa. Mom and baby are all doing fine, and parents are said to be just gloating all over the place about their new addition.
Music news this morning. We talked about Taylor Swift, and now it's Drake breaking some records, right?
Yeah, Drake consistently. He is one of the biggest breakers of record. We have him now with the most top 10 hits at one time on the Billboard charts. He has set the record. His latest collaborations with DJ Khaled are currently at number 3 and number 8 on the Billboard chart, along with two songs that break the tie that Drake had with Madonna for the most top 10 hits. So now it's Drake and Madonna, the Beatles, Rihanna, and Michael Jackson with the most top 10 hits on the Billboard charts. Not too shabby.
No, not at all. And I saw you on Channel 9 yesterday enjoying your Donnie Wahlburger. How did that go?
Yeah, did not actually have a burger. They did not turn the grills on, I'm sad to say. I was going out there thinking, boy, this is going to taste fantastic. Nice grilled burger. I've never had a Wahlburger, but people tell me that they're great. So I was really looking forward to it. It's like, we'll finish the broadcast, have a nice burger, but they didn't turn the grills on. And I didn't want to be that guy to go, could I get something to eat?
No, because then it'll be just like Ellen. There will be stories about you.
Right.
You don't want that.
Exactly. He was very pushy, wanted medium rare, I don't need those kind of stories going around. But this new Wahlburgers actually is going to open. The official opening to the public will be this morning at 11 o'clock. Donnie came out yesterday morning, Donnie Wahlberg of New Kids on the Block, who lives in St. Charles with his wife, Jenny McCarthy, and came out and spent a little time with us on TV yesterday. But we had the opportunity to talk about the restaurant and, how convenient it is for him to just fall out of bed and be at one of his locations. This is where you and Jenny live in St. Charles.
Yeah, I mean, we're just a few minutes away, and this community's embraced us so incredibly well, and we're incredibly proud to be here. And, you know, this was a risk to open here. A lot of people said it's not a big enough city, yada, yada. But me, I believed in it. I've come to know this town and this area, the Fox Valley, in the neighboring cities, and I believed in it. We put a lot of personal touches into this place and done things to make it unlike any other Wahlburgers.
Yeah. What are we looking at here? I mean, are these your
those
actual
are mine.
Gold
yeah,
records?
Those are mine. I'm not a big fan of putting gold records up in my house, but I figured, the fans would really enjoy this, and people who aren't fans would get a kick out of it.
Right.
We got actual New Kids dolls.
I love those.
Yeah, those are my real American Music Awards, and even down to the tabletops, it's just messages and stuff that, people can, just get more of a full experience. A lot of people go to Wahlburgers, they're hoping we're going to be there. They might see Mark or Donnie or Paul, and they don't often get to do that. I think here they will, because I'm not working right now, and I plan on being here every day.
Yeah, so he's been socially distancing with Jenny and their kids since the pandemic began. So he's got nothing but time on his hands,
I guess.
Jenny is going to be going to work, he said, back on the Masked Singer in about a month. But he's going to be hanging out at this new restaurant, which is at Randall Road and Ridge in St. Charles, and the official opening is at 11 today, and Donnie is going to be out there again today.
What is it about that area? Remember when Brian Wilson moved there and lived in St. Charles for a while?
Yeah, it's very beautiful, I gotta say. I haven't been out there in a while, and every time I go out there, I always say to myself, this is such a beautiful, you feel your blood pressure go down.
Yeah, it is. It is nice.
It's relaxing out there.
Yeah, you're an hour away from the city, probably, and it seems like you're in another part of the country altogether.
Yeah, I can see why the Wahlbergs, Donnie and Jenny, love it. Jenny's mom lives out in that area, and a big shout out to her. She's a big WGN fan, so shout out to Mrs. McCarthy as well this morning.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow at this time.
See you then.
Thank you, Dean.